If you have children of a certain age, there's a good chance you've heard of Skylanders Spyro's Adventure. Andy Robertson joins us. Is it a good game?
It is very good. I think the connection that you heard there in that piece of putting this little plastic figure on the portal and then seeing him appear in the game and then playing with him is quite sort of magical, really.
So how necessary is it to buy these additional toys to play it properly?
I think that's the thing. We really need to realise that with the starter pack, you can play through the whole game with just the three figures you get. So you don't necessarily need to buy more figures, although that does add to the experience.
But the kids will pester, won't they?
Yeah, and I think really, you know, as a parent, as I've often said, you know, if you play the game with a child, then you understand, you know, what they're asking for and whether they do or don't need it.
Now, you were at a toy fair in New York earlier this week. You were speaking, I think, to the makers of the game, Activision. What do they say to the critics of their marketing techniques?
I think where these little videos pop up in the game and they sort of show you other figures you can buy, they're saying that really that for them, that is about communicating, you know, what else you can get for the game rather than a hard sell, which is, you know, something they would obviously say.
But, they surely acknowledge that this is designed to make people keep on buying the rest of them.
Yeah, I mean, the game works because you have this collection of figures to buy and there is, you know, some sort of pressure, I guess, you know, on collecting some. But I think that the message is that you don't need to buy them all.
Is this the way forward, do you think, in gaming circles? Are we going to see more of this kind of thing?
Yeah, I think this technology where you have a physical object that actually interacts with a game is something we'll see going forward. And the Wii U console has just announced a similar technology which will allow them to achieve something of this kind of nature.
Andy Robertson, thank you very much indeed. And Andy's written a blog also about this, available on our website. Now, the Olympic